So first of all, with capital improvements, the South College Avenue Phase 1 contractor completed the major box culvert from the lake spillway to the downstream site of South College Avenue. And installation work on the storm sewer continue along that route. However, the project is delayed due to underground fiber utilities installing conduit in the wrong location, which is in conflict with the large storm sewer boxes running along the roadway, and both utilities are preparing another installation and relocation to correct the situation. Work continues in the adjacent residential area to relocate and add sanitary sewer lines. The Midtown Park Road A construction is finalizing the underground utility installations. The parking lots will be some of the first concrete poured, and the overall project is anticipated to be completed hopefully in May 2024, so the parking lots can be utilized by the Big Barn Dance event. The Midtown Park marquee sign at the corner of South College and Villa Maria, the contractor has reconstructed the foundation, and the project is anticipated to be complete by January. Most of the digital sign components are being assembled and stored off-site so that once the foundation and brickwork are complete, the sign installation will complete rather rapidly. The Old Hearn Road Phase 1 roadway is now open from Wilhelm to Millburger, and the new traffic signal at Texas Avenue and Old Hearn is fully operational. The new waterline work has been halted by Union Pacific, and work cannot move forward until we work through their request, resulting in some unexpected delays that push the completion to early next year. The Hillside Drive, Old Oaks Drive drainage improvements contractor has made good progress and has been focused on installing underground storm sewer along Old Oaks Drive. It's expected to be completed early next year. Construction on the two gateway monument signs on Highway 6 North between FM 2818 and OSR, and the other one being located on 21 West near the entrance of the Rellis campus. They have started a construction expectation with completion expected in early 2024. The town quiet zone contractor is wrapping up the median installations within the right of way on MLK, 24th, 28th, and 29th Streets. Texas Avenue Improvements Phase 1 work by TxDOT is still under construction at Highway 21 and North Texas Avenue Phase 2A. That's the medians. They're nearing completion with only minor construction elements remaining. Phase 2B, which includes sidewalks, the loons, lighting, etc., is in design, and utility coordination efforts are underway. Staff is reviewing the preliminary engineering report for the Wayside Drive and Carter Creek Parkway Drainage Improvement Project. A public meeting to solicit input from residents is scheduled for December 11th at 5:30 at Henderson Elementary School Cafeteria. So again, a public hearing on that project, the Wayside Drive and Carter Creek Parkway Drainage Improvements Project, is scheduled for December 11th at 5:30 at Henderson Elementary School. As far as parks and pools, I don't think we have much in the way of pools updates, but we do have some parks and events. Work continues at the Phillips Event Center, including preparing the roof for the permanent chiller, which is scheduled for delivery the week of November 27th. The golf shop there is now operational, and staff hopes to bring in the remaining kitchen equipment this week, so it's making some progress. A lights on in historic downtown Bryan is this Friday from 6 to 8 p.m. in downtown Bryan. So again, lights on this Friday, 6 to 8. Holiday Magic is also approaching. We will have our 25th year of celebrating Holiday Magic. It's Thursday, November 30th from 5:30 to 9 p.m. at Sue Haswell Park. Admission is free. It includes free activities such as hot chocolate, cookies, inflatables, face painting, live entertainment, highlighting BISD choirs, two snow hills, train rides, letters to Santa, a character scavenger hunt, photo opportunities with Santa and other holiday characters, and the Santa Claus movie will be showing. To make parking a little easier, you can park at Blinn College. Take a free shuttle. That service is available from 5 to 9 p.m. We also have the Winter Wonderland at Travis Fields. That's a free event Saturday, December 2nd from 11 to 4, again at Travis Fields, with planned holiday-themed activities. The Salvation Army's annual Mayor's Ring-Off is Saturday, December 2nd from noon to 5 p.m. at the Walmart on Briarcrest Drive. So again, the annual Salvation Army's Mayor's Ring Off, Saturday, December 2nd, Walmart on Briarcrest Drive. Okay. And finally, the Downtown Bryan Holiday Stroll and Lighted Parade is Thursday, December 7th, with the parade beginning at 6:30. So show up on downtown for the parade on Thursday, December 7th, 6:30 p.m.